So she asks me, what do you think is the key to happiness? Now, this is the kind of question where, you know, you could at least buy a guy a drink, but okay. The problem with answering questions like this in this kind of context is that without a practical immediate application, it becomes a philosophical discussion at 60,000 feet, right? It's very difficult to bring it down to earth because it really does require an experiential understanding. But I will say this, I am happy because I want to be happy. I'm not allowing myself to fall into this incessant societal temptation that inspires us to believe that the happiness that we desire is only available if our life meets certain conditions or if we acquire certain desires. And this is accomplished by surrendering. Surrendering to the appreciation of what already is in my life, what already is in existence, rather than permitting myself to focus on that which is not yet in my experience, rather than focusing on the lack. I am very disciplined in my focus, and this is key. I reframe my experience. I tell my story from the perspective of one who is completely fulfilled. Not in delusional resistance to the limitations that may indeed actually exist in my life right now, but in celebration of the good that already exists. I direct my faith to the certainty that everything is always working out for me, no matter how things may appear in a single moment. I awaken with an appreciation for the gift of my breath, for the knowing, for the accepting, ready to receive the gifts that this day will provide. I say yes before those gifts appear. I love my life because I allow my life to love me, and my love for my life continues to increase that flow of the love, and that provides the evidence for me to actually love it. You see, here's the thing. You get what you want when you want what you have. When you are focused on your desire for a change that you have decided is necessary for you to be happy, for you to be satisfied, for you to be comfortable and fulfilled, what you are actually doing is putting a greater investment on that which is lacking, that which is not, rather than that which you wish to create. So shift your thoughts, shift your words, shift your energy, shift your attention to that which you appreciate in your current experience right now. Open your heart up to relish in the fullness and the luxury of all that already is in existence right now. Feel that. Enjoy that. Nurture that. Because you see, success is the natural result of realizing that sabotage, that is always self-inflicted. It is never something that is perpetuated upon you by an outside force or influence. So is this going to be an incredible day? Well, when you realize that that question is always rhetorical, then you are ready to receive and experience all of the gifts that life has in store for you. And that's what I want for all of you. So if you have any questions about this, about how to bring this truth as an experiential reality into your experience of life, feel free to reach out. Contact me. You can find me at Ask Mark Ward on all of the major social media platforms, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. So I would love to hear from you. Until next time, take good care.
I am Mark Ward, and this is The Pill.
Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me because I expect everything to always work out for me. It is my expectation that everything is always working out for me that is the reason that everything is always working out for me. When things do not go as I had planned, as I had expected, even as I had hoped, I step back and I remind myself of the truth that despite how things may appear, despite my initial disappointment, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is happening exactly as it should. Everything is always working out for me. Behind the scenes, in the midst of the chaos, everything in the universe is conspiring together to see that I have all, not just some, but all that I desire. So I open myself up to receive the good that each day brings because I know that it is always there, that it will always continue to be there. It is always flowing to me because everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Believing is seeing, and I see because I believe, knowing that everything that happens to me happens for me. Everything is always working out for me. I can go with the flow and float in the direction of the current, or I can be the salmon, always swimming against the tide, trying to control, trying to force change, struggling, or I can let go and float, surrendering to the truth. Everything has and will always work out for me. Everything is always working out for me. How about you?